Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. To all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. For your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify, visit endurancewarranty.com. Endurancewarranty.com.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
You need to make the promise. What's the promise, you ask? The promise is that you will live. You won't just exist, but you will truly live. You will begin to enjoy the moment you are in. Be present. Wherever you are, be present in this very moment. You cannot simply dream about a future without taking care of the responsibilities of now.
What is your final destination? Now, I think we're all created for purpose, and I think probably we have within us a sense of destiny. What we are to become is a result of what we do today. And so often, I think we focus on the future and we miss the present. Take care of today. Here's what I know. You take care of today, put enough todays together, and you will discover your destiny.
Whether it's adversity, whether it's suffering, whether it's pain, if you choose to run towards it, who you become on the other side of it is a newer, higher, more transcendent version of you.
You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. You're able to say to yourself, I've lived through this hour. I can take the next thing that comes along. You must do the thing you cannot do. It is the thing that we cannot do. And because it is that, we must do that.
The work you do now is the planting of the seeds that will germinate, that will grow in the darkness when no one else is watching. When you're isolated and alone, those seeds are developing. Forget the fact that they are buried. They are only hidden to those on the outside.
You're going to have such a period in your life where it seems like it's not working. You're going to have doubts. You're going to have a lot of trials and tribulations and challenges. And everybody has what's called a turn back moment. You always have a moment in your life where the direction you're going, you will have to make a decision to keep going or you turn back. The sad thing is the average person turns back. But think about this. If you're going somewhere and you turn back. You can never get there.
But the time is now, man. And what I mean by that is we can no longer put off what should be done today till tomorrow. We can't no longer put off what should be done, should have been done yesterday until tomorrow. The time is now. The time is now to go for it. The time is now to stop selling for less. The time is now to get the most out of your life. The time is now to start that dream. The time is now to start that idea. The time is now to set standards and stand by them. The time is now in your life.
Once fear is acted upon, the death of fear is certain. If you had 6 months to live, what would you do differently? Would you have the same job? Would you be worried about things that you're worried about right now? Would you have the same relationships? Would you have the same people in your life?
When no one sees those hours, those countless moments when you're grinding, when it's just you, but God and you. And you gotta trust that God gave you the ability and the opportunity and the desire to be more so you can serve more. So you might as well keep watering that dream every day. And sometimes the water that you give your dream are the tears of frustration because you haven't had it yet. Stay that hungry, stay that mad, stay that frustrated, but put that fuel in the tank of purpose and drive yourself to the next level.
Because when you live an easy life, your life is really hard. When you do hard things, your life becomes easy. How much adversity can you handle and still keep making good decisions, still keep putting one foot in front of the other, still keep leading people that you're meant to lead? And if you can crank up that thermostat by intentionally doing hard things, running towards pain, doing that one more set, one more rep, one more step, one more sales call, one more knock on the door, one more thing, one more degree than everybody else. All it takes is that one extra degree consistently compounded over time. You become a savage of a human.
And never rely on tomorrow to bail you out because it can't and it won't. That's why you need to make every day your masterpiece. That's why every moment matters. So today, you got it in your hand. Grab it. Do it right now. If you do it now, you're preparing for tomorrow. If you don't do it now, tomorrow, you're going to try to repair yesterday. And you just can't do that well. Every moment matters.
All that stuff you've ever imagined, it's just been God showing you a preview of a coming attraction he has for you. The problem with your imagination is you tell it to the wrong people.
So many lives would transform overnight if they realized my life sucks, I have nothing going for me, really means I have nothing to lose, and that makes you a very dangerous person.
When is it going to change? You know, what do you...
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big. Like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Waiting on? Are you waiting for something major to happen? Something heartbreaking to happen? Something drastic to happen? Why you gotta wait for it when it's right in front of your face?
We're scared to dive into our lives, what made us who we are. The beautiful people that we are, we're all jacked up in so many ways. That's the beauty of us.
I want you to know that you can be whatever you've been envying. Instead of you looking at someone else's success, engaging in and wondering, how did they do it and why haven't I done it? Instead, look at them and say, if they did it, I can do it. Look at them and realize that they are the preview and you are the full movie. The greatness that is in you hasn't been tested yet. That's why you don't have a testimony.
The idea of reaching this golden year, it's a very flawed idea, mm-hmm. because it's an idea that you're going to work hard, but then you're going to reach the finish line. But there's no finish line.
No.
It doesn't exist.
Your mind is a very strange thing. As soon as you give it an aim, a genuine aim, it'll reconfigure the world in keeping with that aim. You have to be genuine about the aim, but once you aim, the world will reconfigure itself around that aim.
Success comes down to doing the obvious thing for an extraordinary period of time without convincing yourself you're smarter than you are.
I don't care if you have to inch away day by day, even if you have to get down and it hurts and it's hard and nobody can see what you're really going through. If you don't quit, the pit will become your platform.
Being from a disciplined family does not make you a disciplined person. What makes you a disciplined person is choosing to be disciplined.
Cannot have a story without having lowlights. Every time that you find yourself in a negative situation with negative things happening around you, understand that this is going to be a great chapter. You just got to stay on your book.
But my thesis in life is it doesn't matter who you are today. It certainly doesn't matter how you were born. The only thing that matters is who you want to become and the price you're willing to pay to get there.
The way you've defined yourself really controls you. And so it can be to your advantage. So if your thing is, I find the way, you're gonna find the way. If your thing is, I always end up losing, or people hate me, or I put things off, or whatever your identity is, if it's a negative identity, that is what's controlling your life.
I know I can control my effort. I can't control everybody's effort. I can control my attitude. I can't control everybody's attitude. I can't control me keeping my word. I can't control everybody keeping their word.
And they'll tell you, you did the best you could. No, they'll say that the deck was stacked against you. And they'll say it's not your fault. And they'll tell you, it's okay to stop. It's okay to settle. It's okay to give up. And that is the instinct you need to fight. You need to push back, to smash into the ground.
We create what we focus on. Where focus goes, energy flows, but most people are focusing on what they have to do, not what they can do. They're focusing on what is versus what they're here to create. What makes you a leader is you see things as they are, but then you see it better than it is, and you make it the way you see it. You come up with that vision and you make it happen.
As a whatever you want to be, you've got to get so good at that thing that when people see you do it, you make them experience the most potent human emotion, and that is awe. To get that good is a terrifying journey of self-discovery and confronting who you really are. Because you cannot make change until you acknowledge where you're actually at.
Don't have time to regret. We move on. Because we are acceptable for what we are, not what we think we should be.
If you are going through a ton of things right now, it's because you are a great warrior. You're being developed, you're being trained for a special mission in life. So begin to imagine yourself doing more. Begin to imagine yourself becoming more. Begin to dream about the thing you want to do and then make it reality by putting dates and times to accomplish it. Give yourself less than a year to do it. Give yourself 6 months and you will. If you give yourself one day, you will have a day one. Day one, you begin it, you're on your way. Stop saying one day, make it day one. Stop thinking that time will finally surrender something to you and go and make time give it up.
Do not take the easy way out. Do not give up based on instinct, your instinct. Train it to say, get up, go. Fight on. And if that is what you become, if that becomes your fundamental reaction to adversity, if that becomes your gut instinct, then you will overcome just about anything that stands in your path.
A person who thinks all the time has nothing to think about except thoughts. So he loses touch with reality and lives in a world of illusions.
And we all have this feeling that I came into this world. Now it isn't true. You came out of this world like a leaf comes out of a tree.
The birds of the field can't do it. No other life form can imagine and create something from nothing. Have faith and then build it and make it real. Only humans. It's an extraordinary gift. Depends on how often you use it.
It's the dream that spurs a person. It's not education. The dream spurs you to get an education. But the dream drives everybody. If you could not fail, what would you be if you just knew you couldn't fail and you could be it?
You are not your past. You're you. You're you right now. Like the past you did, you might have done some things you wish you hadn't done. Don't dwell on that. You learn from it, that's fine, but don't dwell on it. Just keep moving. Keep moving. You know, use it. Use it as fuel. Say never again. You know, I get what I did wrong, but don't think that you're that person that made those mistakes. You're the person who's learned, you know, and to have that attitude is a really important thing.
The accomplishments of your past are not going to predict your future. The rent is due every single day. That record that you have, it's great, but the rent is due every single day. There have been millions of people who have come before you and accomplished even more than that. and didn't reach their full potential.
Your brain is the most powerful weapon in the world. If you can't control your own brain and your brain controls you, you're fucked. You gotta tell your brain where you wanna go and how you wanna go and how you wanna get there. You gotta control it. If not, it's over.
There's one side of pain that's the suffering and the discomfort side of pain, because that hurts. You remember what that felt like. But then there's another side of pain that's called effort. It's called glory. It's called, if you can find a way to push through pain, there's something greater on the other side of it. And if you never tap into it, it's because the first time you felt it, you backed off.
A lot of people that are scared of their ability to do something that's difficult, they're scared of whether or not they, like, you see someone who's doing something that's really tough to do, and you go, man, I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I could force myself to be disciplined. I don't know if I could force myself to take that kind of action. Well, if you do force yourself to take that kind of action, you don't have that question anymore. Mm-hmm. That question, I don't know if I can do it. Well, you're doing it. So you obviously can do it. Can you do it tomorrow? Well, you did it today. Or can you do it tomorrow? Just do it.
It's inevitable that we all will move forward in life. I want to be clear about that. Life goes on. Time goes on. But who we are as that goes on is up to us. Okay? It's up to us. Everybody moves forward in life, but everybody doesn't move on with their life.
In life, you have a critical option. You can take a stand in your life, or you can follow the crowd. See, people who follow the crowd, their lives are not focused. They're not immersed in anything. People who take a stand, they're living a life that has some power, a life of achievement, a life that has some meaning. People that are taking a stand in life, they are consciously involved in a process to design a life of substance. People who are following the crowd, these are people that they're just doing what everybody else is doing. So that's a crowded road over there.
You don't want to judge who you are so harshly that you just destroy yourself and everything is cast into the pit. You want to take a look at yourself and say, look, you know, you're a person among persons and you have intrinsic worth and you have your flaws, your sins, but there's the becoming problem. It's like, well, most of you is still in the becoming phase. And so why wouldn't encouragement be the hallmark of love? It's like, get the hell up. Get your act together. Adopt some responsibility. Put your life together. Develop a vision.
How to turn nothing into something. First, to turn nothing into something, you start with ideas and imagination. Now, it's hard to call ideas and imagination nothing. So imagination, we call it nothing simply because nothing in terms of being tangible, but it is so real, it's almost real. So the first step is to imagine the possibilities. Imagine the possibilities.
Get out there and go and do something. Just go. And then in the middle of doing it, it'll become easy. Even if it's hard, it's easier than not doing it and wishing that you had done it.
Dedicate your life to a cause larger than yourself. See, if you dedicate your life to a cause larger than yourself, you're not following in the crowd. The quality of life is often determined by that to which the individual is dedicated. If the dedication of the life is vague and diffuse, the quality is apt to be poor and weak. There is much to be said for the intensity of life.
If you want to do something that's worthwhile, it's going to suck. Just going to suck. And you might as well just enjoy that part of it.
every decision that you make has consequences. Even the smallest decisions. Are you making yourself better? Or are you making yourself worse? Are you moving forward or are you moving back? Are you making progress or are you stagnating?
If when the alarm clock goes off in the morning and you ain't happy about it, you ain't doing what you want to do. See, you fighting upstream. You're going against what God created you for. If your job makes you sick to go to, if you're unhappy with waking up to go to where you got to go, it's because you ain't living in your gift.
Because ultimately, denying your passions is a slow suicide. Denying the things that you want to do that are going to make you happy, going to make you feel more fulfilled and more peaceful and joyful and content, it's just a slow suicide. It really is. But you becoming a shell of the human being that you were supposed to be. Would you rather be with them all the time, make all the sacrifices for them, never think about yourself, always think about them, but then you become a shell of a human being that you were supposed to become, and then when you walk through the threshold of your home, you walk in as a shell of a man or a shell of a woman?
It was on me, and that's the thing you have to realize. Everything you do, you may have some support, you may not, but it's on you. You have to make the decision whether you want to be a badass or whether you just want to be mediocre and everything's okay. But being a badass hurts.
Stop thinking so much about life. Life is made out of actions, because it's not going to fly around somewhere and by luck you're going to grab it. You find something and give meaning to it, something you like to spend your time with, something that gives you purpose, then no need to wait for the sense of life to come.
Number one, whatever promise you make, I'm going to wake up at this time and not hit the snooze button. You wake up at that time and don't hit the snooze button. I'm going to eat clean, then you eat clean. But then you maintain a positive mental attitude. What if you actually set higher standards for yourself and you actually set those standards and you hold yourself accountable to it?
Instead of looking at those things like they're a negative, look at them as a positive season of your life, because you are a new creation every single day.
I think one of the hardest things to hear after you don't get your way is keep working. But it's also one of the only solutions to be successful. You're not going to get your way most of the time in your life. Just keep working. Hard work pays off, no one tells you when. You'll never know the true feeling of accomplishment if you've never faced a setback. You'll never know the true meaning of confidence if you've never had to bounce back from anything. Just keep working. You're not getting what you want, keep working. You are getting what you want, keep working.
Failures are a prerequisite to who we want to become. I cannot stress that enough. So sometimes something that seems to be a negative thing, seems to be a bad thing that is happening to us, or even a season of dormant, or even a season where we have to sit back and start to recalibrate, recoil the spring, so to speak, reconfigure where we're at. Sometimes that's right where we need to be.
Perfection does not exist. Doesn't exist, man. You should try your hardest to get things right in moments where you got them wrong. Figure out how to never get them wrong again.
90% of the time, we think the same thoughts as we thought the day before. The challenge with that is the thought that you keep thinking over and over again becomes a belief. The process of change really requires becoming conscious of your unconscious thoughts, which means just because you have that thought doesn't necessarily mean it's the truth. If you have that thought and you accept it, you believe it, you surrender to it without analyzing it, that thought will lead to the same choice, which will lead to the same behavior, which will create the same experience, which then will produce the same emotion. The same emotions then drive our very same thoughts.
Hear people say, if you believe it, then you can achieve it. And the problem with that is they're leaving out the most important part of the equation. And that part is work, action,
actually doing something. That's what you have to do to achieve anything. Yeah, you gotta believe it, but you better get the work done.
But usually we react. We have pain, we have suffering, we react, and we react about get the f*** out of here. It's those people who are able to control that feeling of flight and say, nah, motherfucker, there's a way through this. It's gonna end. It's gonna end, but we don't know that. We don't think that. At that time, it's gonna last forever. So what keeps me going? I've quit several things. I know what's on the back end of f***ing quitting. It's a lifetime of thinking about why the f*** did I do that? And I ain't f***ing doing that no more.
Doing what you said you were going to do, that's all that matters in life. If you do what you say you're going to do, your self-image increases. When you do what you say you're going to do, you will be happier, you will be healthier, you will be harder to kill. You show up early, you do your hard work, you do what needs to be done, you're gonna get pats on the back, you're gonna get positive reinforcement, you're gonna get smiles instead of smirks, you're gonna get people wanting to be attracted to you.
What are you doing right now? Are you not doing anything? Are you doing something stupid? Or are you making progress? What are you doing right now?
But betting on yourself means sacrificing the time with the homies and the weekends and the TV for the big goal and passion and purpose that you feel you're cut for.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.